music of Granddaddy, a band that reached legendary status in indie circles and even counted David Bowie as a fan. It's a band, but it's also a solo effort by one man, Jason Lytle. He's from California's Central Valley and the hot, dusty city of Modesto, where, in his home studio, he wrote and recorded all by himself Granddaddy's albums, a process Lytle describes as torturous.
I'm like in my boxers, my hair's messed up, and bags under my eyes.
And he allows drugs were part of that creative process.
But I'd be fine wasting our time not doing anything here.
Granddaddy's albums were prized by critics, some calling them among the greatest of the last decade.
That was about as good as it got, though, you know. And there was, things would go up and down, and then we'd get through this current crisis and onto this next magical moment. And that happened pretty regularly throughout the history of the band. And then it finally got to a point where it was like, it had kind of maxed out and I knew it.
So on the very edge of mainstream success, Lytle called it off, ending Granddaddy 6 years ago.
I didn't like music anymore. I was like, my connection with music had just become... you know, obligation and exhaustion.
He left his hometown of Modesto and moved to Montana, where he wrote a new solo album.
Get up and go, you can do it. Everything's gonna be all right. You can do it, do it.
Now in Montana, Jason Lytle says he's healthier. He figures he spends half his life in the studio and half outdoors. He still skateboards on concrete, but he's also taken up running on trails.
I like the solitude and I like the long distances and the kind of the weird mental places that you, I mean, it's obviously a lot of physical stuff, but it's just as much or even more, you know, digging deep and hitting these roadblocks and just kind of powering through them and just seeing what you're made of.
A process he likens to his songwriting. Jason Lytle's new album is out today. It's streaming now at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Oh, no.